Here live from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas for Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, stopping at the Big 12, brought to you by Duffy Sports Grill. I'm Christian Catt with ESPN West Palm, alongside standout Iowa State Cyclone receiver Jaden Higgins. Jaden, pretty fun day so far, no?
Yeah, for sure. It's been really fun, you know, seeing all the teams out here and, you know, just answering all the questions from the media. It's been cool experience.
I told you, we're here with the Orange Bowl and playing football in South Florida, Westminster in Miami. How was that growing up?
Man, it was awesome. You know, just talking about the Orange Bowl, man, the Orange Bowl has been super big to me my whole life. I used to go to the Orange Bowl parade and everything, so it's super cool to be talking to you guys. But like you said, growing up in South Florida and playing football, it was, you know, unbelievable. I feel like we have, you know, second to none talent down there, and, you know, it's just the competitive atmosphere is just great.
Tell me more about that with the Orange Bowl growing up. You went to the parade every year,
yeah.
Went to the game?
Yeah, I went to the parade every year. I didn't go to the game every year, but I went to the parade. Me and my family would just go to the parade, man. It'll be cool.
And this year, the Orange Bowl is a college football playoff semifinal. So how big of that would it be for you and your Cyclone squad to make it there? And all your family there. Do you think about that?
Nah, yeah, that would be awesome for sure. All my games in college have been far away, so I've never really had a close game, you know, near home. So that would be a great experience, honestly.
And right now with your quarterback, Rocco Becht, did you know he had what he put on display last year in him? I mean, everyone has trust in their quarterback room, but from going to not starting, starting because of injury, the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, did that come out of the blue for you?
No, I wouldn't say so. Honestly, I feel like I had the utmost trust in Rocco, and I feel like our coaching staff, you know, everybody in that in department just has that trust in him, honestly, because the type of person he is, you know, he's a great guy off the field, on the field. You know, his character is great, and he's a great leader.
Looking at the NFL, I'm sure you watch a bunch of football. Who are the receivers in the league right now that you kind of say, yeah, that's the type of receiver I want to be with my team now and in my career in the NFL in the future?
Like some guys that I play like?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like I'm mixed between a lot of players. I feel like I kind of play a little bit like T. Higgins, like Michael Pittman,
dude,
and like a little bit like Keenan Allen with his son.
That could work. That, what's going on?
So when you take the field every single day, what are your main objectives? Do you focus on one thing in particular, or is it kind of just week by week basis?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a week-by-week basis, you know, depending on who you play. But ultimately, the main thing is just to dominate whoever's on the field. So,
speaking of domination, last year, Liberty Bowl against Memphis, it was 9 catches, 214 yards. What got into you that day? What was working so well in a bowl game to do that?
Man, you know, I was honestly just trying to help my team as much as I could. You know, sadly, we didn't come away with the win. That was just horrible. But, you know, I feel like the offensive scheme that game was just, you know, a good scheme, and they just put me in the best opportunity to make plays, and I feel like that's what I did.
And back to your quarterback, because Rocco will be back this year. How has your relationship progressed from this time last year to now?
Yeah, me and Rocco are super cool, man. You know, we just spend time outside of the facility together. You know, we do things like, you know, just golfing sometimes. We're just honestly just hanging out, man. He's just a super cool guy.
So I got some Florida questions for you. Of course, got to bring it back to the roots. So let's say you're in South Florida and you go to Duffy's.
Okay.
You're going for the award-winning burgers or you're going for the award-winning wings? You can only pick one. I know as much as you would like to pick both, yeah. I would like to pick both. You got to pick one or the other.
I would say I go for the wings. I'm a big wing guy, so I like the wings.
Flats, yeah. Or drums?
Do you flats, prefer? Flats, every time.
You know, real wing lovers, yeah. Know flats are better.
Yes, sir.
You get
sure.
More meat got on to. The flats.
Got
you know
to.
How to eat a flat. Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you are in South Florida, it's all good, and you have a choice between doing two things. Either go to the beach, mm-hmm. Or you can go to Bayside, Miami. Mm-hmm. What are those two options for you? Which one are you selecting?
I would say... I'd say I'd probably go to Bayside, honestly. You know, walk around, you know, just chill. I like going to the beach a lot. It's just like, you know, sometimes I don't like be too hot out there. You know,
sand gets everywhere.
I was just back home like 3 days ago, and it was real hot. Man, it was real hot. So right now, I would say go to Bayside. But other than that, you know, I like the beach.
Are you a pro sports fan of Miami teams? Or do you
guys
got
Yeah, I like Miami teams for sure.
So which is your favorite pro sports team in Miami? The Dolphins or the football?
I would say, yeah, the Dolphins for sure. I would say Dolphins. But I really like the Miami Heat, honestly.
Yeah.
I didn't follow them too much this year like I wanted to, but that's my team for sure.
Now, looking at the Miami Dolphins, this year. Do you think they're going to pay Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah,
I think they're going to make a long-term quarterback?
Yeah, I think they should. I think they're going to, and I think they should. I like Tua. He's a good quarterback, and his production has been great.
He's got those two, Waddle and Hill. He has the tools in front of him. You're going to take a chance on another quarterback at this juncture. I think it makes
sense.
Back
here in a few
again, Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, standout wide receiver coming into the 2024 season. What are you expecting for Iowa State team this year?
I expect this to win the Big 12. So, you know, that's the ultimate goal, and that's what I expect this year.
Jaden, thank you so much for your time. We love you back in here in Florida. Good luck this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.